In a world plagued by reboots, haunted by sequels, dominated by the same old shit, get ready for an original podcast that will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you. Starring Ginger Josh, Adam the Hair, and introducing the immortal Frank. Hold on to your butts. It's the Game Rage Movies TV Podcast.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome, everyone, to this episode. We have a special little intro planned for you that I'll probably fuck up because, I'm drunk. So we'll see how this goes. The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
One fall.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, demons, sublits, and demonettes, angels, fuck you, Adam, and angel ladies. What was it called again? Lucifer. What did we say it was?
Lucifer's Playground.
This is the Lucifer's Playground match to determine which hell of a boss saw, or I'm sorry, to determine which has been hotel songs will face the hell of a boss songs for their respective tier championships. I just felt like doing the bell again. I don't know why I thought that was fun. Anyways, all right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Game Rage Movies and TV. My name's Josh. I'm here today with drunk buddy Frank.
What's up?
And I'm also here today with slightly buzzed Don Juan Rubidon.
I ain't buzzed, but hello.
What do you mean you ain't buzzed? You didn't get nothing off of that?
There's another one.
Jesus Christ. Man, we need to really have a talk about this, but anyways.
We might later.
Yeah. All right. So this is going to be the episode where we rank, now that Ruben has fucking seen all the goddamn has-been hotel episodes, we're going to rank all the has-been hotel episodes just like we did, or songs.
Minus
the pilot. We're not going to do the pilot, but.
Oh, we are.
All right, fuck him. Well, you know, yeah, he's gonna see it, and then you can rank the song anyways.
We can rank the song, but not the episode.
Yeah. So we're gonna rank the songs only, like we did with the Hell of a Boss episode. It's gonna be S tier, A tier, B T, B C D, and F.
I don't think Hasbro Hotel is gonna have any Fs.
I don't know, man. We'll see. We might.
I highly doubt that.
I don't know. We'll see.
There's only one I can think of, and I wouldn't put it as an F. Whatever. We'll get to that fight later.
We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll have that fight later. But anyways, and then what we're going to do is we're going to have a special episode. It's going to be called, Hellomania, right? And it's going to essentially be each tiered song from each episode going against each other.
Each tier is going to have a champion.
And it's going to have there will be an S tier Hell of a Boss and an S tier Hasbro Hotel. And we're going to put them against each other and we're going to determine which song is better. Who's the ultimate champ? And we're gonna do that for every single tier for both. We're gonna have the little match for every single one.
We should all be wearing your belt when we
should.
Do the-
yeah, we should. That'd be a good idea. I think that's a great idea. Anyways, so that's what we're gonna do. This episode will be the Hasbin Hotel one. But before we get to it, if you want to follow us on social media, you can go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. YouTube has all of these shit. It has all. We have like 85 other podcasts, and I mean, I'm kind of being facetious here. Anyways, also, if you want to follow all the links, go to substack.com/@GameRage Magazine. All of our links are on there. You can see some articles. There's an article that I'm making right now that's related to this episode. It's the actual list. We're putting it online. And then I'll make another episode with or make another post with the Hasbin Hotel one. And then we'll make a post when we do the episode for Hellomania. So,
had to come up with a name for the pay-per-view that would have been for Hell of a Boss.
Yeah. We'll have to come up with some kind of a fucking name for that. But anyways, all right. So we have the first song. We don't know what it is even because we're just going to watch a video that has the whole soundtrack.
Well, no, I know them.
Oh, you don't?
Well, first one's going to be the pilot one, which first one's going to be, I can pull it up right now. So the first one's gonna be Inside Every Demon is a Rainbow.
Okay.
Oh, no. It has three songs. I forgot about the intro. Chasing Rainbows.
Chasing Rainbows.
It's only like 10 seconds long, but it's still a song.
All right. So we're going to do the pilot songs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just going to listen to them real quick again to get a refresher. Because, I mean, for me and you, it's been a minute.
Yeah. For Ruben, it's been.
Ruben just watched it because he's an asshole.
Not these ones.
Oh, that's true. He hasn't seen these at all. But anyways. All right. So we're going to pause the episode and then you can go listen along to the pilot songs with us and then come back. It's just going to be a real quick pause. It's going to sound like we were 1 second pause and then now we're not. So here we go. We're going to ready pause. Go now. Okay. All right. I fucked up and I turned off the light switch that controls the thing. So I accidentally turned it off. So I wanted to make sure we were still good. But all right. Hold on. We're still paused. We're listening to episode pilot of Has Been Hotel's three songs, which are, I found the names. And let me pull them up right quick. I wrote them in the thing. Oh, jeez, fuck. That's not what I... Okay, they are I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, Inside of Every Demon is a Rainbow, and Alistair's Reprise. Those are the three songs from the pilot. All right. So we are going to pause again and then keep listening. Goodbye. Okay, so we listened to those three songs for episode one. Now, I just want to start with what I feel like is going to be a very controversial opinion in regards to ranking Has Been Hotel songs. Personally, my opinion is such that any song in the pilot episode receives an automatic F tier rating. Now, let me tell you why. Frank's giving me a look, all right, and rightfully so. Let me explain why. Because these songs are not performed by the actual person who is voicing them in the series proper, I feel like they get F tier because they're disqualified. I feel like that's reasonable. I feel like they are not the same people singing the songs, so that therefore we have to rank them at the bottom. We cannot. Now, I'll say this. I will say this right now. So that no one thinks that I'm a complete and utter asshole. Maybe you'll think I'm even worse of an asshole. But Inside of Every Demon is a Rainbow, to me, I would rank that as an S-tier song, to be perfectly honest with you.
I was going
to
say the same.
That's an S-tier song, but I feel as though it should have to be disqualified. What?
You let him say his opinion?
I'm not talking about him. I'm not talking about you either. I'm talking about how I feel. So, now that I've said that, what do you guys think about that? Ruben, go ahead. You can be the first to respond. What do you think about that? Do you think that's reasonable or is that dumb? Is that reasonable or is it fake and gay? Like, that's what you got to determine. Frank, do you have an opinion while he's thinking about it?
I have the opposite.
Right. You probably believe the complete opposite, right?
So I think these songs are fair contenders because they were written by Vivian. I won't say they're written by Vivian, but they were part of her project.
Yeah. But they were performed by others that didn't become members of these same voices in the series. So, okay. So now, Ruben, that's why I asked you, because Ruben obviously becomes the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So, Ruben, what do you think? Do you think they should be disqualified or automatic F tier because it's not the same people from the series? Or do you believe what Frank's saying and that they were all part of the Viv-Z-verse, so therefore they should be equal contenders?
I would start with probably say, the whole Viv-Z-verse thing.
So you would agree with Frank, basically. So yeah. What I'm hearing, it sounds like nepotism, where someone agrees with someone just because they're related. But anyways, I honestly, to be honest with you, I was hoping you guys would agree so that way we could rank these songs where they'd be deserved. I just think that's a fair point to bring up.
It's a fair point to bring up.
Fair
point to bring up, but you're still wrong.
Now that democracy has prevailed and the two wolves have determined they're going to eat the sheep for dinner, okay? let's rank these songs proper. So let's start with the first one. I'm Always Chasing Rainbows.
Either C or B. High C, low B.
I was thinking C+. Like C, like high C is, I think, where that song stands. Ruben, your thoughts?
Yeah, I said like either C or high C, yeah.
High C? Okay, so C plus. So I think we can rank this. It'll be C tier, but I'll put a little star next to it.
Because it almost broke B.
Yeah. Okay, so this was I'm always chasing rainbows. And we'll put a little star next to her. Wait, fuck. Where's the star? Does anybody know where the star? What, how do you make the star?
I don't use shit ass Apple.
It's the same. What is it? It's ASDF. Or what's the Ruben? You're smart. What's the key layout called on the computers? It's a standard layout. It's like NTSB is not the right word because that's the National Transportation Safety Bureau.
It's called the American Keyboard Standard, therefore the best in the world.
Yeah, that's true. And Apple does that. So it's the same as it is on everything else. So it's Shift plus 8. That's the one I found. Okay, all right. Next song. Inside of Every Demon is a Rainbow. As I already just said, that to me is a for sure guaranteed S tier song.
Yes, I would say S tier.
Ruben?
Yeah, same.
All right, Ruben. So we all agree. So we're going to put Inside of Every Demon is a Rainbow in S tier. Okay, now, third song. Alistair's Reprise.
High B.
Honestly, I was thinking, like, it's better than that Chasing Rainbow song.
Yeah.
But it's not that much better. Yeah. So I'm comfortable putting this in the B tier.
Yeah, I agree. That makes sense, too. I agree with that.
Alistair's.
I say B plus.
I'm gonna put B. What do you think? Is it B minus or B plus to you, Ruben? I was saying like B minus is what I think it is.
Or B rabbit.
Or B squared.
Either just B minus or just a flat B.
B minus? Okay.
B it is.
We'll just leave it in B regular. All right, we're not gonna put a star. All right. Let us continue on now. So what are the next? Because is this going to be in chronological episodic order? Okay, so does it tell us what the songs are, or do we have to look it up?
I know all the songs by heart. All the songs by heart.
So for episode one.
It's going to be.
Oops. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Happy Day in Hell.
And what else? That's it?
Huh?
Hold on. It's just Happy Day in Hell is the only song?
Well, we're gonna do these ones song by song.
Oh, singularly. What are the? Just give me the three for episode one, just so I can put them in here.
It's gonna be Hell is Forever and Stayed Gone. Sorry, that's it.
Wait, that's it. So it's Happy Day in Hell and Hell is Forever.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Don't play it yet.
I know it's being automatic, but I had to go into it.
Okay. All right. Anyways. All right. Here we go. So this will be episode one, song one, which is Happy Day in Hell. Right. All right. So here we go. Pause. Okay. So that was Happy Day in Hell. All right. I want to start this off. And I just want to say to people that are going to question our ability, right? I'm a huge fan of musicals. And what I'm about to say right now is going to fucking expose that like nobody's business, okay? But just to let people know how qualified at least I am to talk about this kind of stuff. Like I said, huge fan of music. I've always liked musicals, okay? And luckily, my beautiful, wonderful wife enjoys musicals as well. I don't care. She'll hear this probably eventually. She likes to listen to the episodes, so she'll hear this. She is a musical fanatic, and it was great because we got married. I got to go see musicals that, like, I never got to see, and then, you know, she gets to show me all the shit she loves, right? And I was responsive and, like, enjoyed it, too, because I like musicals because I'm, you know, whatever, like that. So, all right. This song right here, I am very comfortable putting this song, Happy Day in Hell, in the S tier. And I'll tell you why. The reason why is because, you know, it's topical. The most recent. Do you have your fucking thing in your goddamn dick hole?
Yeah, of course.
That's what that. He's pulling out of his crotch. So, anyways, just so you know. Jesus Christ, he lost the goddamn magnet. Okay, there we go. Never mind. He found it. All right. So, my personal opinion, this song is very reminiscent of, like, it's popular right now, Wicked. And it's that popular song. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it, but that song. This song was very reminiscent of that. And that's a clearly whatever tier would Wicked be ranked. That was an S tier song in Wicked, in my opinion. That's my favorite song of the whole goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. But this song was very reminiscent of that. So I am very comfortable putting it in the S tier, especially with the performance. I don't know her name because she was only in the pilot.
This isn't the pilot, Josh.
I'm sorry, you're right. Goddamn it. But yeah, what's her name? Erica or no?
Harrison, something like that.
I have the Wikipedia here. Let me Let me pull it up here because I had it. Hesman Hotel, voice cast. Wait. Erica Henningsen. Henningsen. Erica Henningsen. That's the name. She's Charlie. She does a great job with this fucking song. I enjoyed it very much. Anyways, Frank, what did you say? What do you think? What's it
this about? Is actually, I think, the second weakest song of the
Really?
These. That being said, I still think it's an A.
An A tier. All right. So I'm an S tier. Ruben's an A tier.
I'm an A tier.
Frank's an A tier. Ruben, what do you believe? What tier?
Don't try to just say to please one of us.
No, just say your honest opinion. Yeah. Because listen, I'll tell you, be honest. Right? Even if you agree with me, I still hate you and you're still a piece of shit. So I'm just kidding. But don't do it to please one of us. Tell us what your legit, honest fucking opinion is. S? Oh, well, no, not even that. I don't even want to know S or A. I want to know what your rank is. Because shit, you might rank in a goddamn D. And then we got to throw or an F.
Keep it up already.
What? I'm just saying we got to, you might rank in an F. I'm giving him time to think because I know that he needs to think. Right, Ruben?
Oh, no, I already got one.
Oh, he's already got one. Sorry. I apologize. I'm fucked. Go ahead.
I'm going to say it's like an A plus for me.
God damn it, that doesn't really help us. But all right, I guess we can take an A. You said A, right? A plus and an S would probably average out to an A plus, right? We'll put this with A with a star. Yeah. You think that's comfortable? Are you cool like with that?
Said, we're going to do a review at the end, so we'll see.
Yeah, and I might stab you guys, but you know, whatever. It's okay. All right, so we'll put this as an A.
What did you like about the song, Rube?
But can I like what Josh said, the whole wicked thing, because again, because you know, I've been to a few plays with like the whole family, so that's yeah. So yeah, I enjoyed the whole high musical and everything, so yeah.
See, Ruben, that's nice. That's why I like you, Ruben. That's why I like you. You know about your culture. What?
You just compared it to the High School Musical.
I never seen High School Musical, and I don't ever dare
watch. He would still be. He would be cultured for a shit. Are you technically a millennial with us?
No.
So you're what? He's Gen Z? No, Gen X, and it's Gen X, millennials, and then Gen Z. Fuck, you're a Zoomer. Oh, man. All right, anyways, go ahead. All right, so what's the next song? All right, well, we'll pause it. But anyways, the next song is going to be Hell is Forever. That's the next song, right, Frank? Because you know the whole fucking word. All right, episode one, Hell is Forever. Here we go. Hold on. Fuck, man. Fuck. Okay. All right. I just want to say, it's been a minute since I've listened to the Has Been Hotel songs. Okay?
Me.
And that's probably a tragedy. I should have fucked
not
up.
Me.
Sure.
Not me.
Not you. Okay.
Because I was singing along with it.
I'm going to say right now, God damn it. I hate to admit it, but I was fucking wrong. Okay. The Has Been Hotel songs overall are better than fucking than Hell the Boss. Now, I don't know if Cotton Candy is going to be better than whatever we pick as S-tier. Who knows? But for this specific song, Hell is Forever. This is easily S tier. S plus. Yes. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. That was fucking great.
Fucking, it's a tragedy that I went this long without knowing who Alex Brightman is.
Man, and dude, not only the juxtaposition of how the song went at the beginning.
Because it kind of sounded like the last one.
It was right. She was trying to like say, hey, same old shit. Here's the same thing. And then it came in with Alex Brightman doing the complete opposite of that and changing the whole tempo and
took the tempo and
tone of the song
away from her.
Gone, right? It was completely different. And God damn, it was so good.
He fucking run with it.
He did. Man, that was so fucking good.
So, S plus?
Yes.
I say S plus. Fucking, S plus. Yeah. Let's see. Let me go back to the thing. All right, S plus. All right, so those were the songs from... Wait, that was...
It's episode one.
Hell is Forever. That's gonna be an S plus. All right.
I think I'm allergic to half the shit in these candies now.
Like what?
I'm just saying, that burp was deep.
I mean, it doesn't mean you're allergic to it. All right. So what's next? What do we got in episode number two? What's the two songs?
The next one should be Stayed Gone, but let me double check.
All right.
Yeah.
Stayed Gone. And what else? That's it? Is there two?
Just two. Next one would also be It Starts With Starry.
It Starts With Starry. Okay, so we got Stayed Gone and It Starts With Starry. We're going to do them one at a time, but here we go. All right. So this one is going to be Inside of Every... Wait, what? Oh, yeah. Stayed Gone. That's going to be the first song we're doing. So Stayed Gone. Here we go. for episode two. All right, that was Stadion. Frank, let's hear what you thought about that one. What's your ranking for that?
Personally, it's one of my favorite songs from this.
Okay.
Same.
Okay.
And I would have to rate it A plus or S.
Ruben?
Yeah, I'm just putting in straight S.
Okay. I'll
tell you your thing.
Hold on. I'll go ahead and confirm it because I do think this was a top tier song. S for sure. So I think we can all agree S is where this one will go. Stayed Gone. But what?
I feel like there's a but.
No, there's no but. I agree. I think this was a fucking S tier song. Straight S. No. I like the song. So I think there was the change of tempo. It was so different. It wasn't like the same stupid ass song the whole way through, you know?
What?
What? Okay. Oh, your microphone? Wait, hold on. Hit it again?
The magnet.
It sounds like it's in there. I don't know. When you hit it, it went like to the full level of.
Then it must be near.
Yeah, obviously it's near. You didn't fucking go anywhere, you goddamn idiot. What the fuck do you think? Where do you think? Okay, so
no, I'm saying that just means that it's near.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, of course it's fucking near, though. That's what I'm saying.
Ruben gets it. Near enough to be picked up by audio, not near enough.
Frank, you didn't go anywhere. Of course,
I'm not saying that. You're an asshole because I can't defend myself because no one can hear me.
They can hear you because it still sounds like it's right in your face. Okay.
I'm just saying it in the sense of that it didn't go underneath the couch or some shit.
That might be the most retarded thing we've ever fucking done. Okay, I'll say this. For those of you that don't know, we use Rode Procaster as our little interface for the audio, and then we have the Rode wireless mics, but you can only have two at a time. So Frank and Ruben have the two wireless ones, and I have the Rode mic that's on the fucking mic stand, and it's like hardwired into the thing. So Frank lost his fucking microphone because it was in his nutsack, and then he couldn't find it. But when he hit his chest, the level on the microphone went up to like as if it's right next to his face, which was fucking hilarious. So I hope you guys heard all that because obviously it was loud, but it sounded like it was right there. Like he was hitting it. Like that's what it looked like on the microphone. It sounded like he was hitting it. So that was fucking hilarious. But anyways, all right, this song. We put it in an S, Stayed Gone. So the next song is going to be what? It starts. Sorry. It starts with Sorry. All right, here we go. It starts with Sorry. Let me pause it. Ready? Go. Okay. Before we pause, here we go.
Just saying that I said that the first one was my second favorite song. Mm-hmm. My second least liked song for Has Been Hotel
is this one.
No, it was the first one.
Oh man, but that was your second favorite song.
My second least favorite is what I meant.
Okay, second least favorite. So yeah. First least favorite
is this one.
Okay, all right, let's hear it. All right, Frank, your score. It starts with Sorry.
Like I said, it's my least favorite song in the franchise, but goddamn, is it still good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably B or high, B pushing plus.
Ruben?
I'd say it's an A.
I didn't really like the song. Didn't like it. Okay. This song to me, F tier. Didn't like it.
You were dancing and bobbing along your line, fuck.
I didn't like it. Okay, all right, fine. I'll be easier on it. Because I kind of did like it. I was trying to be an asshole. But anyways, I think legitimately, I think like C tier. So that would mean... I think comfortable B for this one between the three of us. So also in the B is going to be It Starts With Sorry. All right. What's the episode three songs?
All right. So the episode three song should be. The hell? Okay. Respectless and mm-hmm. Whatever It Takes.
Okay. Wait. Respectless.
Oh, let me set up. Respectless. Yes.
And then Whatever It Takes. All right, let's hear it. Here we go. This will be Respectless. Okay, that was Respectless. To me, That song was A level, A tier, straight A tier. God, it was fucking great. It was good.
To me, it's S.
S? All right. Ruben?
So I'd say S minus.
S minus.
So A plus.
A. All right. So between the three of us, we're going to go A with a star. So that was respect. Damn, both songs in A with a star have fucking, or A have stars in them. A with their high A's. All right. Next song was going to be Whatever It Takes.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, this song is the one that stands out to me the most.
This song?
Yeah.
Whatever It Takes? All right, let's hear it. Here we go. Okay, wait, go ahead.
No, I was trying to talk more about this song.
Oh, yeah. Respectless, yeah.
Yeah. And just, this song to me stands out a lot because one has two key changes, which all the songs have.
Yeah.
But this was the most dramatic key change, like, from her little Latin suave into the, was it kind of hip-hop-y?
Yeah. Yeah. R&B.
Yeah, maybe. R&B. Fucking, but with the fucking roast battle-esque.
Yeah.
I know, it's just song stands out to me, and then, but whatever. What do you guys say?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. A with A plus, you know, this is a good high A. All right.
This next one is interesting, because this used to be my least favorite song.
Oh, okay.
But then it grew on me, and once I started actually listening, it fucking, like, I changed my mind.
All right, and this is Whatever It Takes, right? Yeah. All right, here we go.
Oh, shit.
All right, well, that was Whatever It Takes. Oh, yeah, fuck that. The next song's fucking... All right, anyways. You probably already know what the next fucking song is going to be, but this was Whatever It Takes. I think this was a solid B-level song. It wasn't... this was kind of like every generic rock song from, like, 2000 to, like, 2004. Like, that's kind of like what this felt like. Every generic, like, not hard rock, but, like, you know, kind of maybe a soft rock. I don't know. Yeah. This was like the emo rock. This is the beginnings of, like, the emo rock phase. That's what this song reminded me of, which, I mean, she's like, Vizzy's like the same age as us, right? Or similar.
Similar.
So, like, she, this was obviously clearly had to have been influenced by that. Like, this is like a weak, or not weak, but, like, this is like a Creed song, maybe, Creed, like, yeah. You know? Like, this is what this sounds like, which it's not a bad thing. Yeah, that's not an insult. That's more of a compliment, I guess, in as best of the way that it could be, considering it's Creed. But, yeah. I mean, who have gained more popularity as of late because of memes on the internet? But whatever. Frank, what did you have to think about this song?
Like I said, this used to be my least favorite song.
Yeah.
For the same reason Josh's negatives that Josh is pointing out.
Yeah.
But for me, I think what won me over were the lyrics.
Yeah. And you said you were something about being a shield.
So notice how she said, I'll be your keeper.
Yeah.
And then Baggy says, I'll be your armor.
Yeah.
Where one is, I will watch over you, but ultimately, I'm just watching you. I'm keeping. I'm just your keeper.
Yeah.
Where she's... Baggy is straight up saying, I will literally shield you. I will die before you do.
Yeah. A bit of foreshadowing, perhaps. Yeah,
maybe foreshadowing. Well, maybe. Perhaps. But
perhaps.
Maybe not. But I just thought that was cool that one was more of a, I'm your guardian, I'm watching, but I understand that you have to.
Yeah, basically.
You have to fight your own battles at one point.
Absolutely.
Where she's saying, no, I will literally be... He goes, if something gets to you, it's because I have died.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just that, something I thought interesting. And then even before that, just the whole lyrics is just talking about... Because at this point, Baggy's having her problems that she's not living up to living up to Charlie.
Right.
Where she's talking about, I can't reveal the secret of how I killed the angels because if hell finds out, it's war. And
yeah.
I'm probably going to lose.
Right, yeah.
Them anyway.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, this is the song that won me over just because of the lyrics. The song is great too.
Yeah.
But it's like Josh said.
Yeah. So what do you rate it then?
What'd you rate it?
It's like a solid B.
Yeah, because I was thinking B too.
B? Yeah. All right. Ruben, what's your thoughts and opinions?
Yeah, I think the same. Yeah, because as the song is playing on, I decided to put like the subtitles while listening to it. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, that I felt that. So yes. Yeah, like the B plus, maybe even A minus.
So go with a B plus. We got two B's and a B plus. I think that solids out as a solid B.
Solid B.
Solid B. All right. So we'll put this in. Whatever It Takes, solid B.
All right. Next song.
Oh yeah, the next song. So what are the two songs that we have for?
It's Poison and Loser Baby. Yeah, this is
a banger ass episode too. Yep. It's Poison and Loser Baby.
In every right? manner, not just with the songs, but the actual episode itself.
This one might be my favorite episode. I don't know, but this is episode 4. First song, It's Poison. Here we go. All right, that was
Poison.
Goddamn. Can it be anything else?
Such a heavy matter, man.
Can this song be anything else but a goddamn S tier? I mean,
at the very least S tier.
Minimally S tier. Mm-hmm. Ruben, what do you say?
I agree. It's a fucking good ass song.
It's a good ass fucking song, man.
Fucking heavy ass message, man.
This episode
was fucking great.
I'm telling you right now, they're both S's. I feel like the next song might be S plus, I don't know, or S tier.
But is that for bias for the fucking, that it's Keith David?
Yes, 1,000%, yes. But anyways, all right, let's get to the next one, which is
Loser Baby.
All right, that song's S plus, man. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That's what I think, S plus.
Can you point that above Poison?
I was fucking good, man. I think that song might be better than Poison, man.
I think we're all agreeing is the strongest song so far.
What?
Poison?
No, Hell is Forever is S plus. That's the strongest song we have so far.
Oh, so yeah, you're right.
You're right. I am right. I think this is an S plus tier song. This song is fucking.
I put it S as well.
S? Ruben?
Yeah, I'd say S plus. This is one of my favorite ones from the series too. So yeah, S.
S plus.
Wait, S plus?
Oh, yes, plus, yeah.
Sorry. Oh, all right, cool. Two S pluses means this motherfucker goes in S plus. Loser Baby. All right, so what's the next song called?
Well, before that.
Yeah.
So, you know how you felt about the last song, two songs?
Uh-huh.
About this being your favorite episode, so?
Yeah.
That's what I feel about these next two songs.
Okay, all right. We'll see how they go. We'll see what they do. We'll see what they be doing. Playing Hell's Greatest Dad, and what's the other one?
Oh my god, I can't remember the name of it. It's like one of my favorite songs more than anything. Because I remember it was the one that fucked. I didn't like them reusing it later on.
All right, well, we're just gonna do Hell's Greatest Dad. All right, here we go. Wait, let me pause it. All right, ready to go. All right, Frank. What would you give that song?
S plus plus, man.
S plus, okay.
Same.
S plus?
Yeah, it's my favorite song.
S plus? That's your favorite song? There's no fucking way that song is better than fucking Hell is Forever or Loser Baby. There's no fucking way.
It's tied for my favorite song.
Jesus, you guys are crazy. All right,
Right, what did you give it?
Well, I do think it belongs in the S tier.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. Two against one. Hell's Greatest Dad goes into the S plus category.
So for you it's an upset victory?
Yeah, it's not a good one. Definitely not a victory. Alright, anyways, Hell's Greatest Dad. Well, hopefully, listen, I'll tell you what. That song was not better than Cotton Candy. I'll tell you that right there. Anyways,
I don't know, man.
Hell's Greatest Dad. Go fuck yourself. Both of you. Straight fuck yourselves.
Don't know. All
right. I know. I fucking know. All right. What's the next song called? Now I'm mad. Now I'm fucking upset. I bet the both of you. I may flip this fucking table right now. Anyways, sorry. What's the next song?
More Than Anything.
More Than Anything. All right, here we go. More Than Anything. All right, that was More Than Anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start this off with what's probably going to be a hot take.
You mean the end of our friendship?
It could be, because I'm going to be perfectly honest. I did not fucking... That is my least favorite song. You're
so full of shit.
No, I am... Okay, and I'll tell you why. I didn't like the tone of it. I also...
What do you mean the tone of it? It's their fucking reconnection.
I'm not talking... No, I don't like that. I don't like that. You shouldn't need a fucking reconnection, okay? I would never I would annoy my child so that they can, there would be no years apart. I would annoy them every day. I'd show up at their house. I'd do whatever it took. Okay. And I'm serious about that.
You're saying you wouldn't be so crushingly depleted and so crushed if Katie left you.
I would be. That's not what this is about. That's what led
to his becoming broken.
That's a weak ass man. I would never let that outweigh me having a relationship with my daughter. As a matter of fact, like that, I'd be even more annoying than I am now. I do not like the content. So the song implies about failure of a father, and I would never. So we're not judging their performances. Although I didn't like the backing track, the music, I did not like that at all either. That's also part of my consideration here. This song, I legitimately think this song, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, is in the D tier of the ranking. I did not like this song at all. I'm sorry, I just didn't like it. Frank, would you like to respond?
You're full of shit.
I'm not full of shit. I don't like this song.
You're full of shit.
No, I'm not. I'm being serious. And
you're just wrong.
Okay. Well, anyways, my score stands. D. What do you put this level in?
Depends.
Okay. Depends on what?
Did it play by itself, or did it play after the last song?
In my mind, this song was by itself.
By itself?
Yep. To me, it's on its own.
It's an S.
By itself, it's an S.
Yeah.
Okay.
Being played right after. The other one?
Yeah.
S plus. That's good. Because they work in with each other.
I don't think so. But okay, go ahead. Anyways. Ruben. Frank will be giving it an S. With possibly an S plus as
a I'll stand it as an S.
As an S, okay. What would you rate this song?
Yes.
You fucking son. All right. Well, hold on, though. Okay, we got two S's. So one S and a D is like a C plus. And then one S plus a C plus is like an A.
Let's just say we both say it's an S plus, therefore it becomes an S.
Okay.
What the fuck is that? I only get to take it off a half a fucking point.
That's how powerful an S plus is.
That's how powerful a D is. I like this song. This song might be the worst one in the series. I may recast it to F. But just to balance out the sheet here. Jesus Christ. We're going to get audited. Hold on. We're going to get audited by the IRS and Rotten Tomatoes for this. God damn it.
No, hold on.
Okay.
An F is the counter to an A. There is no counter to an S or an S plus.
There is. This song. That's the counter to it. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So we'll put it in S tier because you.
I would say A plus.
Idiots agree. No.
Because your opinion has to matter too.
No, but let me ask you this. You two both. Is this your favorite? This is your favorite song in the series?
No, it's not. That's why I said S. But pushing S plus when combined with the other one.
These next two are your two favorite songs in the series.
No, how I felt about these two songs is how you felt about Poison and Loser Baby.
So this one was an S.
Yes.
And you gave it an S.
Yes.
Which your D brings it down to an A plus.
Two S's. I think since you guys, let me ask you this. Do you feel strongly about that S?
I feel strongly about that A plus. That it's.
You think it's the A plus?
I think it's an S. The A plus is hurting me, but I have to recognize
my your score vote. Of D.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right. You know what? Let's go with that. Let's go with A plus. Let's go with A plus. Man, all the songs again in A are A plus. That's a little fucking weird.
They're just not good.
Just can't make that last little jump.
Can't make that last little jump. They're just not quite that good. Well,
whatever, it did make that jump, but you brought.
I will say the A level song might have some trouble with Hell of a Boss. I don't know. Yes, we'll see. All right, what's the next song?
Welcome to Heaven.
Welcome to Heaven.
And then the song that follows it is, oh my God, what's it called? You Didn't Know.
Okay. All right, here we go. Okay. What do you think of that one?
It's a fun, albeit short, song that honestly gets lost after this, with this song being in the same episode.
Yeah.
So what do you give it?
An A.
An A?
B plus A.
Okay. Ruben?
I say B plus.
Yeah, B plus.
All right.
I think it's B plus. I think we can do it.
It's catchy. It's like,
yeah,
it's a false catchy.
Yeah. All right, what's the next song? Wait, what is the song called? That one was called what?
Welcome to Heaven.
It was B, we said.
Mm-hmm. B plus.
Welcome to Heaven. All right, B plus. All right.
This one's You Didn't Know.
Here we go. You Didn't Know.
Oh, it's six key chains in that one song.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. This is my favorite fucking song of the whole series. This is an S plus. I don't give a fuck what either you say. This song is an F fucking S plus. S fucking plus.
I'm saying that it's one of my, it's an S plus for me as well.
Same. It's a...
Like I said, so I counted at least six key changes.
This song, okay, I'm gonna say this right now.
Can I say one thing before you say?
Yeah, go ahead.
There was a reactor I follow. Uh-huh. I think he said it best. Why isn't this the final song?
He didn't say it best. I get why this isn't the final song, because it needs to keep, the story needs to continue cooking.
Mm-hmm. No, but he said a song this good.
Sometimes. When you write the shit,
I'm just saying, you don't know what's going to be the
fucking good shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going to come out.
I guess that's true.
To be considered the best shit.
He's just saying that's how good the song was. That's good enough to be the final song.
I don't think that the best song should be the last song.
It usually is in most musicals.
Nah, I don't think so. Definitely not. Defying Gravity in like Wicked, for example, even like you remember that, is defined as like the best song of the whole series by most people. That's in literally right in the middle. It's not even close to the
which
end.
Which is through this one's at too.
So
actually,
this is towards the end.
Near
but, end,
yeah.
Because there's only two more songs after this. But this is episode 7, right?
There's like 4.
Oh,
one. Well. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh wait a minute. Wait, go ahead.
Oh, this is the next one.
So it's 4. All right. So whatever. Yeah, it's 4. There's 4 songs. Yeah, this is the second one. Okay. All right. S plus. All right. So this is going to S plus.
But you continue explaining your reasoning.
Wait a minute. This song reminded me. This was like up there with from Wicked. The What Is This Feeling song. It was like a combination of that, and then also with kind of like Defying Gravity. Basically, this was like pretty. This was like pretty up there.
I also gotta say, out of all the songs, including Hello, Ba Boss, Adam and Lou probably had the best harmonization of all of them.
Yeah, 100%. That was by far. By far.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
like I said, dude, there was fucking 6 key changes.
Wait, what was the name of that song?
What?
What was the name of that song?
You Didn't Know.
You Didn't Know. All right, yeah.
You better call somebody.
Oh, You Didn't Know? All right. I literally started typing, you better call somebody. That's all right, anyways, go ahead. All right, what's the next one called?
Out for Love.
Out for Love. Here we go. This one's Out for Love. All right, that was Out for Love. Ruben, what did you think of that? What was your ranking for that song, Ruben?
I would say that this would either be an A plus or an S minus for me.
An A plus or an S. So a high A or a low S. Man. All right, Frank. Let's hear your opinion.
I was thinking exactly an A plus or an S.
And you know what else is funny?
What?
I was also thinking this was an A plus or an S. So what the fuck does that mean?
So now we have to debate and see who can
A plus or S minus. All right. So now that's the only two options.
Yeah.
You can choose from A plus or S minus.
So, okay. For me, I got to say, dude, even now, I just realized as we were talking about it.
Yeah.
That they were having moments where Carmine was moving. And her steps were to the beat, which is okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But they make it so you hear her steps over the beat.
Yeah,
so
you pop. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
And then the visual storytelling I liked, because I think that was the thing I liked the most about it first. What I just said, I just noticed right now. But I love the fact that, like, before the song started, they were fighting, and Maggie was even telling her, well, I'm not used to fighting with long hair. And then Carmela says, okay. Like, as she's moving, she just removes her hair tie so she's fighting with long hair to make it
equal.
Equal.
Yeah.
Even just to even show her more about like, hey, you're this far behind me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the song itself, like, I love when there's storytelling within the song.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
they're fighting, they both even stop fighting, and Carmilla just starts doing her moves, and Maggie starts following them so she can see, oh yeah, I'm learning. And then I love the scene where she's going down the stairs and Carmilla's like, oh yeah, I've been, because she's at this point, she's been ruling the fight.
Yeah.
And then she looks up and is like shocked because she's no longer there. She's skiding down the, she went, oh, she caught up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just, the great right. visual storytelling for me.
If I'm going to really do this, I agree with you on that. I think I'm going to put it in S minus. It's going to be my vote.
There's no S minus, so it's S.
Well, no, we said it's either S minus or A minus, or A plus. That's what we sit upon.
No, right? But we don't have a ranking for S minus. We only did it the A plus, the pluses.
Well, then it's S.
Yeah.
It's S. It's A plus or S. So it's I put this in an S. If I have to be pushed to shove, comes to shove.
Like I said, it was A plus for me until I started realizing.
Yeah. Those little and now it's an S.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with S as well.
All right. Well, we fucked off and now we found out. All right. What's the name of that fucking song?
Ready for this. Oh, no.
Out for love.
Out for love. Okay. Out for love. All right. Jesus. We don't even have any fucking songs in the D or F tier.
We have C's?
We have one C. I'm always chasing rainbows, but it was a high C.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyways, go ahead. We're ready. Wait, ready for
are we still recording?
This. Yes. Hold on. I'm going to pause it. Ready for this. Ready to go. Get the fuck out of it. Ruben, go home. Just go fuck it up. Hey, you remember that?
Are you recording?
Just get out of here. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, Ruben. Son of a bitch. All right, anyways, this song's fucking great. God damn it. All right, Frank, what would you give this song?
A.
An A. Ruben, are you capable of thought? Go. Your face is fucking my life right now. All right, anyways, go ahead. Tell you right now, hold on, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you what it is. It's because there's that fucking star on Chloe's tree that's above his head. Oh. It's like this pink, this blue, and this light blue. And it's like, it's giving him this fucking aura, and he looks like a goddamn, I don't know what I'm envisioning him as, but I just, his face, it's fucking, it's inside my skull. I can't get it. Ruben, give me. Write it down on a piece of paper. What you give this fuck? Send me a text message with what you can give this episode. Because you're not going to be able to talk. You're fucked. You're done. Right. It's even worse than that. Turn it back on. Turn it back on. It's worse with it off. It's worse with it off. Oh, it's broken. Anyways. All right. Ruben.
A plus.
You gave it an A plus?
Yeah.
All right. I gave it an A plus too. So. We'll go ahead and put this in A. God damn it. Fuck, we fucked it. What? Every song in A is A plus. What is wrong with us? All right, what's the name of this fucking song? What's the name of that song?
Ready for this.
Ready for this. All
especially
right.
the key tone changed to where it sounded like freaking like World War propaganda.
Yeah.
Tone.
Ready for this.
I thought that was nice. No.
Yeah, true story. All right. All right, what's the next song?
More than anything, more than, Reprisal.
Did we already do that? Oh, Reprisal. Fuck. What does that mean?
It's the second round.
Oh, God. All right. Here we go. All right. So.
I didn't like that thing. I didn't like.
Let me just say that the moment that this song represents. It's like a final payoff for us. We get to see them finally tell each other they love each other, and then they fucking make out. All right, we finally get it, right? That's a great moment in the series. However, with that being said, the song wasn't that great.
Well, it's just I didn't like the fact that they brought back that song that they were singing at a parental love between Lucifer and Charlie.
Right. That's a little weird.
And they turn into a love song between Charlie and Maggie.
Yeah, that's a little weird. That's a little strange. A little strange. So what would you put this in then?
B.
B? I was thinking like C. That's what I was looking at. I was thinking this is like a C level.
It's still a good song.
All right. Ruben, where were you at on this?
Yeah, B as well. Stick in the middle. B minus, maybe.
Still B.
All right. Well, still a B. I guess we'll... the literal middle of that is B minus, so... We don't have B minus, so it's a B. All right. What would you say it was again?
More than anything, revisal.
More than any... All right. More than anything. I didn't no idea I could read fucking Chinese. That's fucking insane. Like, I'm even typing it. I think, like, the letters on the keyboard, those are in English, but the words on the screen are Chinese.
Are you serious?
I think we're being hacked. Like, wait, anything. That's why it's confusing. All right. That's B. Okay, what's the next song? Finale. This is it, right? This is the end of it?
Yep.
All right, finale. Here we go. We're finally getting there. Jesus Christ, after 4.5 hours, we're finally fucking getting there. Daylight savings time has now re-hit again since the last time. Anyways, all right. And there she blows. Ruben, final song, finale. Why don't you start us off? What do you have to say about that?
I'd say that song was the perfect way to end this. It was just, I'm going to give it like a, I'm going to put an S.
Gives it an S, all right? Frank?
I give it an S as well.
Your thoughts. You know, this was a great way to end the whole thing. God damn it if this isn't an S as well. So, S, this was the finale. So, the final score, no D's or no F's. The lowest score we gave was a high C, mm-hmm. C+. The lowest score we gave. We gave 4 songs S+. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 songs in the S tier. We gave 1, 2, 3, 4 songs 4 for 4, all A+, high A's. The B tier, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 1 in the B+ range. And then we had the C+. That's it. That's the songs. That's the shit. That's how we ranked it. Obviously, this was better than Has a Hell of a Boss. I was apparently wrong about that. Overall, I don't know that I'll be wrong about who will win which match. That's another thing we have to decide. Stay tuned for the next episode. Yep. Where we will give each one of these songs we just ranked, we'll put them in a capital order, so each one will have a number one. And then we'll announce what's going to happen when the songs go head-to-head, and we have to fucking do those. Oh, man. Oh, man. We might be... There may be some fights going down on Game Rage Movies and TV. All right. Did you guys have anything else to add?
Nope.
All right, well, I guess that does it. Go to Game Rage Magazine on all the social medias. If you want to see all the links, go to substack.com/@Game Rage Magazine. At Sneeze Rage Frank. At Frank Rage Sneeze Mean. At Sneeze Rage Frankazine. All right, goodbye.
Oh, hey there, buddy. It's me, 1930s announcer guy, here to congratulate you on making it through this episode. As our heroes are getting in their jalopies and riding off into the literal sunset, they wanted me to tell you thanks for listening to their radio broadcast, and should you be so kind as to follow them on some fancy-schmancy radio station publication called Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, and on some other thing called Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Also, they wanted me to inform you and ask if you could be so kind again as to visit something called a website at www.GameRageMagazine.com. I don't know what that is, buddy, but you should probably go do those things. And, you know, don't forget to tune in next time to the Game Rage Movies and TV Radio Broadcast.